We're CJMQ and we're talking today with country music artist Murray Williams. Now, Murray, you're from Ontario and you're from a rural part of Ontario?
Yeah, I'm south of Toronto, actually. Way out in the sticks out there.
Okay.
A town called Burford, Ontario.
Oh, I've never heard of that before. Okay. Have you been there a long time?
I've been here all my life, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Country music must be very popular in the rural area there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Good. We're in a rural area here, and it's very popular here, too. Now, it says that you're fairly new on the Canadian country scene, but I read that you've been playing music since the 80s?
Yeah, I've been in the music business a long time. It wasn't until about the last 5 years that I started getting into the songwriting and recording.
Okay, what were you doing before that?
I actually own a big dairy farm, dairy operation over here.
Mm-hmm.
Family business. We've ran for... three generations now.
Okay, but you were in music too in the 80s?
That's right, yeah. I did music as a hobby, I guess you'd say.
Okay, so it was a hobby. It started out as a hobby then?
Yeah. It's turning into more of a full-time thing nowadays.
Okay, how did it get started? Were your friends interested in it? Or?
Pardon? Well, the big thing with me was just there wasn't a lot to do out in the country. Everybody played music and we'd always get together and have a good time. And
okay.
It was good, clean fun.
And you were brought up this way with music?
Yeah, my dad played the church, and played the organ in the church, and did all that kind of stuff.
That's nice.
A big influence for music to me.
Good. He must be very proud of you now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Good. Good for you. Now, you've put out two albums. The first one was, let's see, Pure and Simple, was it?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And when did you put that album out?
We put that out in 2006.
Okay, and you have a new one out now, and it's called Going Nowhere Fast, and you have a track that we're playing very much here, Daddy's Little Girl, so that's definitely a tearjerker, I said when I played that for the first time.
I think it's that one's really written from the heart. I wrote it for my daughter when she was off at university, and it was kind of a song just to let her know that, you know, her dad was still here for her, no matter where she is.
So definitely, with all the people with daughters out there. Okay, so you wrote the song, too. You said, you know, an inspiration, your daughter going off to university. She must have been quite surprised by that and probably touched,
yeah.
Too.
I have, a demo studio at home. So when I get these ideas of writing songs, I can quickly zip down and put some ideas down.
Oh, that's good.
And basically, I just went downstairs and wrote it. Oh, in about 15 minutes or so, just put some thoughts down, and then I emailed it off to her at university, and it was a little surprise in her mailbox there.
Good. Now, you're an independent artist, so you don't have to answer to a lot of people in between.
No, that's right, yeah.
Good. Now, let's see, you had Thank a Farmer, that was off your debut CD, and that actually earned a top 10 hit on the European radio chart, so that's very exciting. Country, very popular, I guess, in Europe now.
Yeah, that did very well for us there. I was, you know, really pleased with that. And it got a little bit of airplay in Canada. Not a lot, but it did do well over there. And I'm still getting emails of them from the DJs playing it still today. You know, it's been out there 4 years now.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very encouraging. How is this one doing out in Europe?
It's doing really good. I get reports every week, and they're just... tons of stations seem to be picking it up every week now, and it's been a real positive experience.
Good for you. Now, you've been playing with some big names this summer, I guess, the Wilkinsons? And
and we did a show down in Detroit. Actually, we got to open up for Dirk Bentley and Randy Houser, and got to be part of that show as well. And,
very exciting.
So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Good. So I guess you're not too shy of the stage, being brought up singing in church and different things like that, I guess?
Right, yeah.
Good. Well, that helps, too. Now, you have a band. Is that your brother in the band, Rodney Williams?
No, actually, Rod's my son.
Oh, okay.
He's a young guy in the band.
Your son.
He's been playing with me now since he was 14, full-time. And then I also have Paul and Brenda Atkinson, which I've been with for the last 4 years now. They're a husband and wife team. And so it's been really nice traveling on the road. It's been a family, like a family thing every time we go. You know?
Yeah, well, definitely that makes a big difference, and a lot of support there, too, within the band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now your son plays the drums.
Yeah.
And Brenda's on the keyboard, and she also does vocals.
That's right, yeah.
And Paul is fiddle and mandolin and the lead guitar.
Yeah, anything with strings on it, he can pretty well play it.
Good. Well, you
and
play.
It was kind of nice
yeah.
with this album. I had the opportunity to use the whole band. And,
that is know, nice.
It's when you play together so much, you kind of know what everybody else wants to hear, and
mm-hmm.
it makes it. I think it's what makes it a better album for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you yourself, you play quite a few instruments, too?
Yeah, I started out playing bass guitar years ago, and then I got into doing more guitar and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the opportunity came to get this this band together, I went back and started playing bass again, just because we had the you know, Paul and Brenda working with us that mm-hmm. played the other instruments so well. I figured I'll take the bass and just go back to my roots on that again.
Oh, that's good. That's good to be versatile like that. It must help you a lot, too. And yeah. So you have a great website, www.murraywilliamsmusic.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Good. Are you on Facebook, anything like that, too?
Or? Yeah, I'm on Facebook under my own name, just Murray Williams.
Okay.
I have MySpace, which is murraywilliamsmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
/MySpace or something like that. But yeah, if you search us on MySpace, we'll come up there as well.
Okay, I think it's www.myspace.com/
yeah,
MurrayWilliamsMusic.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. So that's great. Planning anything special after the holidays?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, right now we're working on all the shows for the new year, so we're kind of busy trying to get everything organized before we release that onto the website.
Good.
Planning
good.
A tour for the summer again, Northern Ontario. We did that last year. It worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're keeping busy.
Good. Good. Well, definitely your son's following in his dad's footsteps, so getting a lot of experience on the way, too, which is very helpful. Good. So, if you go to your website, we can find out what's going on, and how about ordering the CD?
Yeah, you can actually download the CD as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Or you can call our office here and order it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give you a phone number if somebody wants to order the CD.
Okay, we can put in the phone number too.
Okay, it's 519.
519.
449.
449.
2910.
2910, and you can yeah. phone the number.
All the details on that to
Good.
The CD out to you. And, but you can also download it on it's Murray Williams Band.
Mm-hmm.
.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
You can go there and listen to the CD clips mm-hmm. and download it. Download a version right off the internet as well.
Okay.
So there's lots of different options available.
Yeah, that's great too. You know, a lot of people like to download digitally, and it's good for the environment too, I guess.
Oh,
and
sure.
Yeah, and other people that's like to have that CD in their hands too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
both
the way
is
I
fun.
Am. I'm old school. I like to have the CD.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. Good. Anything else you'd like to mention, Murray?
I think that's it.
Good. Well, we thank you very much, and certainly wish you all the luck on Daddy's Little Girl.
All right. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.
Baby shoes to figure skates, and going out on your first date, you'll always be Daddy's little girl. When you're miles away from home, always know you're not alone. You'll always be Daddy's little girl. No matter how many miles keep us apart, always know that I'm as close as your heart. Remember that I'm just a phone call away. Oh, your daddy's little girl. gray. Your baby curls will fade away. You'll still be daddy's little girl. And as the years keep passing by, remember dad's love never dies. You'll still be daddy's little girl. No matter how many miles keep us apart, always know that I'm as close as your heart. Remember that I'm just a phone call away. Cause your daddy's little girl. Even when your hair is gray and I have left this world, for all eternity, you'll still be daddy's girl to me.